Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. I hope you had a good week, and I hope that you've been saving your money, buying wisely. Things could get tough. At least that's what everybody on the internet's saying so far. I don't know whether that's going to happen or not. A lot of crazy stuff's been going on lately. I don't know about you, but boy, when I see stuff, I don't know whether to believe it or not to believe it. So, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And we've got to do our shout-outs, because if we don't do the shout-outs, people might be disappointed. So, before we get going here, a big shout-out to the Trim Radio Network, as if I have to read the script, you know. We have a lot of good shows and a lot of good presenters. And I'll tell you what, if you want to do your own show right here on the Trim Radio Network, it's very easy to do. Just contact us. That's all you have to do. There'll be a little blue button at the top of our next screen, and you click on that and you can contact us, leave us with your phone number, your email address, tell us what you want to do, and we'll get right in touch with you. And that's right here on the Trim Radio Network. We've got a lot of good shows, and we have a different format now that we have a whole new thing to see the Trim Radio Network shows. It's kind of neat, too. And we've expanded. We're on different platforms, too. So a big shout-out to the Trim Radio Network. And, you know, you can support us by just donating to the show, buying airtime, because airtime's not cheap. You can advertise, or you can shop the merchandise. And we'll even have a section for that coming up. We've got some really good merchandise, too, so you want to check that out. So a big shout-out to the Trim Radio Network and all the shows. I'll tell you what, this new setup is a hoot. I really, really like it. I think you will, too. Also, check out the University of Findlay. You know, I keep talking about the University of Findlay, and people say, well, why do you talk about the University of Findlay? Well, it's a good place. I wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't a good place to go. Really. But we can't do that yet, because this is our new format. The trimradio.com page, and you can take a look at everything that we're in, even Instagram, Rumble, Amazon? That's new. And how about Spotify? And guess what? You can click here and watch the show live. I don't want to do that. I might scare myself. Anyhow, also, we have a Facebook page. We do. And here it is. And you can see all kinds of stuff. Unfortunately, it wasn't the right page. Boy, I'll tell you, crazy stuff happens. I've had a lot of crazy stuff going. Here's our Money and Change Financially Prepped page. And you can join it. It's very easy to do. Just ask and we'll get you in there. We have a lot of information there. And, of course, here's our lead-off page. Just join us 7 p.m. every Sunday night for a live edition. Unless, and I have to hedge that because we're in concert season. And I think we've got four more concerts to go. And when we do, we have an encore edition, and I will publish that in advance. And I'll update postings of everything that I found on the internet that we would have talked about. So you can check that out. Now, you don't see anything there that I've talked about. Click on the comment section And magically it appears. Everything that we want to talk about, we've got a lot of stuff to discuss tonight, okay? Including Rolex watches, used ones. How about fake ones? I got a story about that. Anyhow, just check it out. Just click on the comment section, just like I did there. Boom, there it is. Okay? That's all you have to do. Now, also, here's Rachel, and she's talking about we knew it. What they just admitted to you tells you everything. Check that video out. She's fantastic. She really is. Of course, you can see our show from last week, and it was on Rumble. And I will post tonight's show from YouTube or Rumble and post that here on our page. There's Rachel again. Very smart lady. I mean, she's super cool, really. So you want to check her out. But you can check everything out right here on our Facebook page. All you have to do is just go to Facebook.com, groups, and type in money and change. And you see everybody that we've got in our little group here. And it's fun. And what I do, somebody has a new request for today. I'll have to check that after the show. I didn't catch it before the show, but I will get them involved. So check us out. Now we can get to the University of Findlay. Hey, you know, I sent a link to our show to Dr. Kathy Fell up at the University of Findlay, and she sent me a really nice response back. And thank you, Dr. Fell, for everything. But anyhow, you know, I always talk about the University of Findlay. Why? Well, yeah, I went there. But I've gone to six other colleges and universities. Some for just one or two courses and some for graduate school. And I'll tell you what, out of every place that I went, there were two that were fun. Well, academically fun, I'll put it that way. Very knowledgeable professors. One was the University of Findlay, and the other one for my master's work was at Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. But the University of Findlay is kind of dear to my heart. It's a good school, great professors. Dr. Kathy Fell has done an excellent job. They have great trustees, really nice facilities. They have about 4,000 students on campus. And right now, I don't think they have too many students on campuses, maybe four. Yeah. I would say conferences. But during the summer, hey, it's fairly sedate there. That's a fancy word for quiet. But they do have other things going on at the University of Findlay. You want to check them out. Remember, your Euler journey begins at the University of Findlay. Okay. Now, they have all kinds of degrees, but hey, they're known for a few things. One is Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges with Money Magazine. 19 consecutive years, best colleges, U.S. News and World Report. Best colleges in America in 2024 with Money Magazine. You can't go wrong there. So you want to check out the University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. And you say, well, what type of classes do they have there? Undergraduate? They have graduate classes for master's and doctoral degrees. They have online undergraduate and graduate degrees. Oh, yeah. All you have to do is check them out. Arts, humanities, social sciences, education, pharmacy, business, health professions, and sciences. And click on this little bar down below, and you can see all the programs, and there are quite a few. Hey, this week we talked a little bit about academics, but we want to click on online because people say, well, what do you mean online at University of Findlay? All you have to do, there's a number, 800-472-9502. That's 800-472-9502 to request info. Just call them up. Click on the request info button. There's an application for their programs. Just punch the buttons. It's easy to do. And you can earn your degree online from Findlay. 100% online options. Bachelor's programs, Bachelor of Science, Bachelor of Business Management, very good business school. Master of Arts in Education, very good educational school. Master of Arts in Professional Communication. Master of Business Administration, very good business school. Check them out. Master of Environmental Safety and Health Management. Hey, that's the hazmat classes. Yeah, check them out. Doctoral, postgraduate, Doctor of Education or Doctor of Education in School Psychology, and Doctor of Pharmacy. Now, for the Doctor of Physical Therapy, you have to be on campus for that. So, that just sums up some of the programs, not all of them. All you have to do is check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Why do I always take a slow time when I say E-D-U? Stands for education. Wow, how about Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks? We've talked about Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. If you're college, university, high school, grade school, club, sorority, fraternity, business. Oh, I forgot. City government, if you want to have pens made by Phil at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks, check them out. They're all custom. You tell him how you want your pen done, he will go ahead and make the pens to your specifications. And they are beautiful. And they are perfect when they come out of the shop. Beautiful display cases. He's got a really nice Second Amendment pen. Two different styles. But check them out. Really, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. I was over at Phil's place yesterday. And I was talking to him. And we didn't talk about pens. We talked about his pet dachshunds. He has the cutest bunch of little dachshunds. They're miniature dachshunds, and they are fun to be with. But I was talking to Phil about a lot of different things. And I'll tell you what, very nice guy and great craftsman. And Michael Bejas and I both have pens that are done by Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. We pay for them. We don't get anything free. We paid for them. So they're beautiful pens. They really are. What you're seeing right there are the services pens, and those are done in carbon fiber. It's in the middle section. And you can check them out. Just go to his Facebook page. And if you want to go ahead and click on media, then you go ahead and do that. You've seen these pictures before. And he's got a lot of different things. I showed you the money at the beginning of the week here on Wednesday. And we were talking about that. All different kinds of things. And Phil does a fantastic job. He really does. And Phil ought to be a hand model. Okay. He's always holding the blanks. Okay. Well, anyhow. Check him out. Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pen and Blanks. And he'll do an excellent job. All right, with that, what else is going on? Well, a big shout out, of course, for Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And then we've got My World every Wednesday at 8 p.m. We kind of kick back. We can talk a little bit about anything we want to talk about. We have some comedy videos. Just a hodgepodge of things, and we have fun doing it. You want to bring your own snacks and your favorite beverage and find a comfy spot to sit and watch us and join in the fun. Join in the show. We have fun doing that. Also, check out the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista, Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King, and they talk on Sundays about the economy or whatever's really important. And that's just part of their show. They talk about how to raise different types of crops. Farming in the Deep South in Wiggins, Mississippi territory. So you want to check them out. They're really good people. Then there's Southern Prepper One, Dave Kobler, and he's always talking about the economy. So you can check him out during the week. Also, Prepper Nurse One, Ed Carswell, still building his compound down in West Virginia, somewhere in West Virginia. And also Prepper Princess, Amber Stork. She talks about a lot about how to save money. And I believe I had some videos from Tessie, and she talks about Amish living and saving money and a lot of interesting things. So you want to check them out. Also, David Gilmore, I got us. You know, I always have to give Dave a little. Right here is a GMRS radio. And I always talk about that $35 gets you a 10-year license. Anybody in the family can use it as long as they behave. Okay. This is an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna for G for GMRS. This thing will go 35 miles. I can talk from my house 35 miles away to Dayton, Ohio, to a repeater and get out 90 miles, maybe longer, depending on the conditions, okay? And it's great. In an emergency, when the phones don't work, the cell phones don't work, you're running on kerosene lanterns, if you've got these and some extra battery packs, I'll tell you what, you can communicate. They're great in an emergency, GMRS radios. I suggest you don't look at going to what I like to call this Wally World, because Walmart has bubble pack radios, but they're really not as good as some of the others, whether it's Midland or Ocean or others. They're really good radios, so you want to check them out. Also, you want to check out the Max. You know, if David Gilmore can talk about growing and fixing things and GMRS radios, Colby at the Max, he can talk about a lot of different things, a lot of different things. So you want to check that out. Wow. Holy moly, what are we going to talk about today? A lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff. Before we get into this, I see stuff on the internet. If my eyes seem like I'm rubbing my face and stuff. Forest fires up in Manitoba, Canada. Well, we're getting some of the smoke here in Ohio, Western Ohio, and it's going to be over half the U.S. And you can smell it and so forth. I've got air purifiers around the house turned on, and I'm trying to keep from smelling everything. And after a while, it makes your eyes itch, skin itch, and stuff like that. There's nothing you can do about it. But, you know, with all that going on, and you have to stay healthy as you can, you know, going to doctors gets to be a little expensive, even though you need them sometimes. But be careful out there in this weather. What it looks like it's smoggy, or you can smell it. And just be careful while you're out there. If you have respiratory problems, that's a big thing to watch out for. But always make sure that your filters are changed on your furnaces, you know, your air conditioning. Make sure you got in-house filters. Make sure you change them often. And I think we can get through all this. I think we're going to have this for just about a week, maybe a little bit longer. So we have to be prepared there. Wow, what else do we have? Oh, well, we can get into preparedness too. You know, I always tell people, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, whether it's canned goods or freeze-dried, or even MREs, meals ready to eat. Those are expensive. You can make your own, for that matter. Make sure you have your medications. Make sure you have clothing for the season. Make sure you have those blue tarps to put on your house. Hey, you get a storm that comes through that blows on your roof and the shingles come off, and you need the coverage, those blue tarps. And I think they're only like $10 or $15 at Home Depot and Walmart even, or Lowe's, wherever you can get the blue tarps, at least have two or three of them for your house. And you can use those for shelters too. Very easy to do, but it's worthwhile having those. Make sure that you can purify and store water, 3 gallons per person per day. And you say, that's a lot of water. Well, we need a lot of water. And you have to be able to filter it and process it. And people always say, well, you always drink water. Yeah, I only drink 2 glasses of iced tea a day, and that's all I'm allowed. But I can drink all the water that I want. Somehow, invisible glass, there it is. And this water is run through one filter, and then I run it through a Berkey water filter system that I've had for years. It takes all the taste out of the water, all the odors out of the water. It really does a good job filtering. And with the filters that I've got on there, I can filter up to 3,000 gallons of water before I have to change the filters. And I also have, gee whiz, what are those things you put on the bottom? The extra filter, fluoride filters, that's it. I take the fluoride out of the water. And because I do that, I actually feel better. I think I'm a little bit sharper. Not that I'm a dimwit, but you know, oh God, I'm getting towards my world on Wednesdays. I gotta watch that. We've got a lot of stuff to go. But anyhow, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food. Make sure you have your medications. Make sure you have your blue tarps. Make sure you can purify and store water, 3 gallons per person per day. And remember this old adage. If you have one, you have none. If you have two, you have one. Now, because I showed you one GMRS radio, I have multiples. Because if an emergency happens, I can communicate and I can distribute radios to my family members so they can communicate. GMRS radios are a really good thing, and it's a neat little hobby, and you don't have to take a test for it. Just show them the cash, fill out the form. Guess what? You'll get a license within a couple of days. It's all done online. So you're going to have to, you know, use a credit card, but it's worthwhile doing it. And you meet a lot of neat people. I've talked to people that as far away as Connersville, Indiana, and I've never been to Connersville, but I've been able to talk with them, especially when the storms were hitting, get bad tornadoes and stuff, and you can talk to a lot of different people. So with that being said, we got to get on with the show, because we have a lot to do, and you can also check out the items listed in the comment section. Wow. New COVID variant, NB181, starting to spread worldwide. Oh boy, we're going to have some more things. Well, this was authored by Jack Phillips from the Epoch Times, and it was posted in Zero Hedge. And he said the World Health Organization, the WHO, I wonder if they have the what. Well, anyhow, the WHO said that COVID-19 variant NB181 is causing more infections worldwide, as China Health Agency said it's dominant variant. Wow. Well, hey, did they find out that COVID was a man-made? How did it get loose? Maybe you need to do more research, but this is what this article says. The new variant is spreading. The recent increases have been observed in 4 countries and areas to date: Cambodia, China, Hong Kong, and Singapore, according to the UN group. And the variant LP81 is currently the dominant version worldwide, according to the WHO. But both LP81 and NB181 have not shown signs that they would cause an increased public health risk when compared to other circulating variants, the UN Health Agency said. Okay, so how do we keep from getting that? You need to look up a lot of different things, and some things make sense and some things don't. We found out that masks didn't work. And people that rebreathed from the masks had respiratory issues. Washing hands is really a good thing to do. Keeping your kitchen counters clean, you know, keeping things clean is good. Washing hands is excellent. Not be around a bunch of coughing, sick people. And I was back in February. I messed up my Achilles tendon and I was in the emergency room and everybody around me had the flu. Boy, I was scared. I thought I was going to get it. Well, I didn't. Why? Because I washed my hands and I took something called ivermectin. So, you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV. I did stay in a Holiday Inn Express. Well, anyhow, you get where I'm going. Do your own research. And if this flu stuff comes around this summer, just be on the lookout, okay? But right here at the very bottom, it says the CDC says case numbers are low. And U.S. officials appear to downplay the significance of the new variant, suggesting that it's not worse than any of the ones that are currently in circulation. Well, if we have a bunch of them in circulation, don't you think they could fix it? Anyhow, just a heads up on that. Well, what else is going on? Used Rolex demand soars on tariff uncertainty. How much is used Rolex? How much is a Rolex? Thousands, aren't they? Why would you want to have a very expensive wristwatch when you can go out and get a Timex or, you know, whatever? You can get a smartwatch or whatever. Well, this article came out today by Tyler Durden at Zero Hedge, and it says, used Rolex demand soars on tariff uncertainty. Trade war uncertainty has sparked a surge in buying in the secondary watch market, driven by a sharp increase in demand in April amid a multi-year downturn. Luxury items like timepieces, which peaked in early 2022, have since been halved, making the recent surge more notable, according to the report. The Bloomberg Subdial Watch Index. Subdial. I wonder if that's anything like sundial, like they used to have back in the Roman days. Well, anyhow, the Bloomberg Subdial Watch Index, which tracks prices for the 50 most traded watches by value on the secondary market, recorded a surge in buying activity in April following an end-of-month paycheck deal. And you're probably saying, well, Stu, tell us about the story about the Rolex watches. Well, one time I knew a guy who had a really nice bar and restaurant, and I was in the restaurant, and the owner came over. We were talking. We were fairly good friends. And about that time, this guy, and I'll just say Floyd, came in, and he said, hey, Mo, guess what? I'm back from Florida, and then I'm going to go back down. He had to go see one of his buddies down there, which was a comedian by the name of Woody Woodbury. But anyhow, Floyd came in and he joined us at the table. We were talking. And I said, well, Floyd, what do you do since you moved down to Florida? And he said, well, I sell watches. I said, watches? He said, yeah, you want to see some? I said, well, you're going to roll up your sleeve and show me or what? He said, no, I've got them in watch cases out in the car. And he brought in three different watch cases with individual watches on them. And he must have had maybe 20 watches per case. And he had men's watches and ladies' watches and sport watches and so forth. And I said, well, gee, you've got Rolex watches. He said, you want to look at one? I said, well, yeah. And he showed me and I looked at it. It looked real. It was a fake. And he told me, he said, look, he said, you know, I'll sell it to you for $50. Now, a Rolex for $50? And he said, if it breaks, just throw it away because you can't get it repaired. They'll know it's a fake right off the bat. And I said, well, where do you sell these things? And he mentioned a couple of resorts down in Virginia and South Carolina. Very famous places. And I'll tell you what, he said, I make a good living there. And these ladies' watches, Picard watches, lady Rolex, you name it, he had it. All of them were fake watches. I said, well, where do you get these watches? He said, well, they come in from Cuba out of Cuba into Tampa, Florida. And I thought, oh boy, that's all I have to do is have a fake Rolex. Somebody robbed me for the watch and they end up with a busted fake Rolex. Well, anyhow, yeah, Rolex watches. That's all. That's awful expensive stuff. I saw that and it just reminded me of the time that here I am looking at these fake watches. DOE, Department of Energy, cancels a $3.7 billion in Biden-era green energy award. $3.7 billion canceled. Tom Ozimek via the Epoch Times. And the Department of Energy has canceled 24 clean energy demonstration projects worth $3.7 billion, citing concerns over financial viability, insufficient return on taxpayer investment, and a failure to meet energy needs of Americans. Were we being scammed? Could be. You know, there was a big push for green energy, and they're finding out that all the wind farms that they put up, what do they do with the wind farms when they no longer work? Where do they put the fan blades? Where do they put the towers? They bury them. I've seen pictures of very neatly buried wind power. What happens to solar power after things like hailstones? They get wiped out too. Do you have a solar power generator? Do you have solar panels? I've got them and I keep them locked up. Why? Because if the power grid goes down, I can put them out, charge the batteries, I can use them to power my furnace, run a couple lights, run a refrigerator, and a small freezer. I can use it for fans too. I can use it to power up my computer. But I don't leave them outside when there's a hailstorm. But I've got them just in case. But when these things go bad, they go bad, and they go bad in a hurry. So, you know, we're not getting all that much power out of a lot of those generators. It sounded good, but I guess it wasn't very good. And maybe there weren't some people on the level with the projects. Anyhow, Energy Secretary Chris Wright announced the decision on May 30th, describing the awards as hastily approved in the final days of the Biden administration and misaligned with the Trump administration's energy and economics priorities. The cancellations come after an internal review ordered earlier this month under a new department policy aimed at increasing accountability and rooting out the waste in federal-funded energy programs. What was it? Haste makes waste. In this case, it was $3.7 billion. What else is going on? Oh, yes. Appeals court blocks Trump's administration push for mass federal firings. This was Aldgrove Fredley from the Epoch Times. And it said a San Francisco-based federal appeals court on Friday denied Trump's administration bid to pause a lower court ruling that had blocked President Trump's directives for workforce reductions at federal agencies from taking effect. Do we call this lawfare? I don't know. In a 2-1 decision, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is about the most liberal circuit court in the country, from what I've heard, with one judge dissenting that Trump's executive order directing agency leaders to carry out mass firings far exceeds the president's supervisory powers under the Constitution. And Circuit Court William Fletcher stated that the administration has not identified a federal statute granting the authority to conduct large-scale workforce reductions, and that the reorganization plans outlined in Trump's order have long been subject to congressional approval. And in her dissent, Circuit Judge Consuelo Callahan stated that federal agencies have statutory authority to lay off staff, which contemplates that agency reduction in force may affect a significant number of employees. And the court's decision follows the U.S. District Court Susan Illiston's temporary restraining order on May 9th that blocked the implementation of the Trump's order, you know, for 2 weeks. Well, I'll tell you what, I did some digging on this. And I came up with a couple different things. And this is the one that gets me. I got to go back to the top here because I was just before the show, I was zooming through it. American Action Forum had this. Does President Trump have authority to fire federal workers? And this is Emmett Bowling and Joseph Brown. And the executive summary, which is the whole summary of the whole thing. In February, the White House released a fact sheet outlining the broad action the Trump administration will take to significantly reduce the size of the federal government, in part by shrinking the size of the federal workforce, which it argues is composed of too many employees. As the Trump administration moves forward with this policy under the guidance of its own Department of Governmental Efficiency, or DOGE, critics have raised questions as to the legality of this decision, particularly over whether the president has such authority. And this insight provides a brief explanation of what the president's powers in the endeavor is. It details some significant points of contention that may require remediation by Congress and the courts. And it explores the potential personal impact of these federal layoffs. And they went ahead and they gave an introduction and so forth. What they're saying, under what criteria then may the administration terminate agency workers? Well, Congress has, as the National Treasury Employees Union notes in its lawsuit, a reduction in force, or RIF, protocol which the agencies must abide. The RIF details those circumstances under which the agency may lay off federal employees in the event of budget cuts, reorganizations, or changes in agency policy, And under this protocol, the agency must consider four factors. Must. But that's with the National Treasury Employees Union. That's one union. It doesn't cover the whole federal government. Tenure, in which the type of appointment is considered. Veterans preference, in which veterans are granted priority. Length of service, in which employees with greater years of service are granted priority. In other words, last hired, first fired. Preference ratings, in which employees' aptitude is prioritized. Aptitude. And so, and it goes on with Title V of the Code of Federal Regulations, Part 351, and explains all of that. So that's part of it. And there are a lot of other reasonings, and this is all going to go to court. But it's going to boil down to if the agency is found to not be needed anymore, and he shuts down the agency, guess what? The workers are gone. If it's reorganization, that's another thing. If the budget doesn't handle it, the money's not there, the funds are cut. Hey, that's what happens. You lose your job. You look at the military, they run out of funding. Everything shuts down. The only people that are essential are left, and that would be the guards on the base. So you have to look at things like that. So what's going to happen here is, you know, there's going to be a lot of legal wrangling. It's going to go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to look at it and say, okay, what needs to be done here? Was he within his legal powers to do things? In a lot of cases, he will be. I haven't seen Trump not follow the law. And there might be cases where maybe it was close. Maybe a very liberal thought. You know what I mean? But he follows the Constitution. If he can constitutionally do this, he will. And no matter what type of lawfare goes on, well, you got a problem there. What else is going on? Oh, I have a video. Social Security payment schedule and debt versus retirement savings. Have you been saving for retirement? Have you been putting things in 401ks? Have you been doing deferred compensation? Have you been investing in different types of stocks and bonds and annuities? If you're 60, it's, I would say, almost too late. I mean, it's never too late to do something, but I would say at age 60, if you would have started when you were 20 and you saved and saved and saved and saved, you would have a really good thing going on by the time you retired at 65. You could even almost retire at 50 if you did things right. But who does things correctly? Let's see what this is going to be here. This was in Yahoo, which was May 31st, which was Saturday, yesterday. Listen to this.
Millions of Americans get their Social Security benefit checks on most Wednesdays every month. How does the payment schedule work, though? Here with more, we've got Yahoo Finance senior columnist Carrie Hannon. Carrie, what do we know on this?
Hey, Brad. Yeah, people get a little confused about this, but you figure Social Security Administration has 70 million people they're sending checks out. So they do these in batches based on your birthday. So if your birthday is between the 1st and the 10th of the month, you will get your payment sent on the second Wednesday of the month. If it's between the 11th and the 20th, it's the third Wednesday. And if it's between the 21st and the 31st, it's the fourth Wednesday. If you get supplemental security payments, income from that. That's the first of the month. But here's the deal. If you're getting benefits based on your spouse's benefit, that is going to be based on their birthday, not yours. So just remember that. Now, here's the thing. Most people do get their benefits deposited electronically in their bank accounts these days. And that's usually by 9 a.m. on that Wednesday that you're designated for. If you do get a paper check, you need to allow for 3 business days for that to get to you. But if you have a problem, Brad, there are things you can do. You should call the 800 number. If it's more than 3 days late, call the 800 number. You can go to your local Social Security office. You can go to your My Social Security account online and see what's happening. I definitely recommend if you don't do direct deposit, do it. If it's at all possible, that's the safest way to make sure you're paid on time. Make sure the bank has all, and Social Security has your accurate bank account information and your address. And you can even sign up from alerts from Social Security that they will ding you whenever that payment has been deposited.
Carrie, another story that you're following here, credit card debt is getting in the way of saving for many workers nearing retirement. What are you hearing on that front?
Yeah, Brad, this has been a problem that's been steadily growing, and it's concerning. Nearly half of those 50 plus are carrying credit card debt from month to month. And this is from a study by AARP. And what's troubling about that is that with interest rates, credit card interest rates are, you know, topping 21%. This is really onerous and super hard to get out of if you...
Oh my goodness, I hit a button.
Start accumulating these interest charges. It's very difficult to get out from under that. And as a result, people have been pulling back on saving often. I'm not saying everyone is, but often pull back from saving for retirement. They say, I can't, I'm trying to pay down this debt. Or they're taking, we've seen an uptick in people taking loans from their 401k plans, which isn't a horrible thing in the sense that you're paying down debt and you are going to repay yourself. You're missing out on other things during that time, but it is one solution. But the other one is people are actually raiding their accounts and withdrawing for hardship withdrawals to pay some of these debt expenses. And that, if you're under 59 and a half, you're paying the 10% penalty, you're paying tax on that. And so that's something we really like to shy away from. So I think that one of the big drivers, though, I will add, is medical costs. And people say it's unexpected expenses that's putting them in this situation. And if for people over 65, I'm just going to note this one number I just saw, that 1 in 10 people over 65 with healthcare debt they owe more than $10,000. I mean, this is something that a lot of people are grappling with, Brad.
So what are some strategies that people can use to cut both their credit card and their overall debt?
Yeah. So number one, you've got to face it, right? Face the music, do the numbers, really don't stuff those bills away. Look at them and find out what your situation is. So number one, know what your situation, your picture is. Number two, if it's credit card debt, pick up the phone and call your credit card insurer. This isn't a guarantee, but you can often negotiate with them to lower your rate. And this is particularly if you've been someone who's paid regularly on time, you've been a customer of them for a period of time. So it's worth a shot to see if you can get them to lower your interest rate there. The second thing is to look for balance transfer cards, which these are credit cards that have a 0% balance for, say, 21 months. And that you pay a small fee of 3% perhaps to switch that to this card. But it's a very good way to give yourself some breathing room to start whittling down some of that debt during that period of debt of interest rate relief. Another thing I encourage people to do, automatic payments, so you don't miss a payment and you don't pay late. And these cause extra fees and charges. So that's a great way to get control of it. And again, there are two methods to how people like to pay down debt. And one is called the snowball effect, which is, you know, you basically start with your smaller debt and you move up until you get through them. And psychologically, that can be a nice way to feel like you're accomplishing something. The other way is avalanche method, and that's starting with the highest interest rate and whittling down from there. And I personally think that's the best way because you're getting rid of that high interest interest first, if you can do that. Some other tips are you could get a personal loan from a bank, but again, those can be 8 around 8% to 12%, but you have to have a pretty good credit rating. But that's one way in order to consolidate some of your debts, pull them all together and have a three-year loan that helps you pay them off. And finally, credit, you can turn to a credit counseling agency, a nonprofit one, to help you in the sense that they will go negotiate with some of those lenders for you. And the Justice Department has a list of some of those they approve, but that's one method. But I think the most important thing is to take control, to face your debt, and try really hard to start tackling it now.
Carrie, thanks so much for breaking all this down. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a lot of good information. And you can check that out on our Money and Change site. So you want to take a look at that. What else is going on? Oh, personal finance homepage. Do we have time for this? Yeah, we do.
Sinan, it's Josh here, and I was just highlighting that chart before we started speaking with recent college graduates, that unemployment rate coming up, right, actually rising more than the national unemployment rate. You're a professor. I'm curious for perhaps, I guess, a little bit of anecdata here, but what are you hearing from students right now over the last couple of years? Are they starting to struggle more to find a job than you're used to hearing?
Well, interestingly, the jobs that exist in the marketplace are the jobs that existed in the marketplace. The market has to figure out what new jobs complement AI best. And the students that I teach need to understand how to reskill themselves in a way for the jobs that will exist that complement AI. So it's almost like a quarterback throwing a pass to a wide receiver. You don't throw it to where the wide receiver is, you throw it to where the wide receiver will be. In the same way, educators like me and students who I educate have to anticipate where that pass should be going and be there to catch it. Managers have to create the opportunity for that complementarity between AI and human beings that unlock the next level of productivity.
All week long on wealth, we're talking about saving money for...
All week long, we're talking about money. Oh, yes, we are. Speaking of money, just remember, pay down that debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food. I don't care if it's canned goods, freeze-dried, you know, whatever works. But stock up, because the economy could be getting a little bit rough this summer. And if it is, and you're not prepared, you're going to have a problem. Remember, the government won't be there to help you out in many cases. You're on your own. And in some cases, you know, social agencies may be able to help, but they can't help everybody. So you have to prepare on your own. You really do. Get those blue tarps. Make sure you have things to fix your house. Make sure that you're able to have your medications. You know, talk to your doctor if you need extra medications and so forth. A lot of things to consider, because it's going to get worse. It's bound to. One thing before we go, I keep getting things on Facebook. And all these different ads coming in that I don't want. I think it's AI is doing this, artificial intelligence. Maybe politicians ought to have better intelligence. Maybe artificial intelligence would be better than politicians, I don't know. But one thing that I have to talk about, guys, there were some things that I was getting with YouTube kept pushing things on the Iraqi dinar. And years ago, they were saying, oh, invest, and buy this, buy that. And some people got into that. And they never heard anything after that. And some people were saying, well, buy Vietnamese dong, D-O-N-G, and get involved in that. That's going to make money. 20 years later, it never did anything. And now all of a sudden, there have been videos on the Iraqi dinar there's been videos on Dong. And I'm wondering, is it finally going to revalue? Because a long time ago, I think, if I remember right, it was something like 1,500. Yeah, it was 1,500 dinar for a dollar. Can you imagine that? 1,500 of these to equal $1? Look at it now. I believe it's a Russian ruble is worth a little bit more than a U.S. penny. I've seen videos there. They're trying to talk about, well, this is 300 rubles for a candy bar. Oh, $3 roughly. The currencies are a fickle market. And if you can't stand to stay in the game for a long period of time, you could win, you could lose. So if you see these things that, oh, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and things just keep going on YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, whatever, is it really going to happen? Has it happened in the last 20 years? Who knows? It's a gamble. It's a big gamble. You might be better off gambling with some decent mutual stocks. Just check with a professional and go from there. Well, hey, guys, that's all I've got this week for Money and Change. We'll be live again next week with Money and Change. And also check us out on Wednesday nights with My World, because this last time we had some good country and Western humor from Nadine. If I can get a hold of Nadine, we might have another one or two of her sessions, because they were kind of funny. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got. And with that, you have a good week. Save your money. Start prepping. Get yourself a GMRS radio, okay? And take it easy, okay? See ya.